This is JIS News. Coming up, good start for Kingston Animation Conference. JCF modernization plans well advanced, and Jamaica urged to invest in health tourism. The details after the break. Stay with us.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Scores of creative industry players, policymakers, and students, as well as representatives of top international animation educational institutions and companies, turned out to the opening of the much-anticipated two-day animation conference and film festival, Kingston, on Thursday. The conference and film festival, being held at the University of the West Indies, is designed to serve as a catalyst for the development of the animation industry and attract investors. Industry Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says Kingston seeks to provide young Jamaicans with an opportunity to explore the animation industry as a quality professional development career.
Special emphasis will be placed on ensuring the participation of youth enrolled in colleges and universities running visual arts programs, as well as a number of high schools. Kingston also wants to engage young people who may be out of school but willing to participate in relevant skills development programs, especially in our inner city areas.
Mr. Hilton was speaking at the opening session of Kingston on Thursday. Jamaica will be seeking to establish partnerships with Sheridan College Institute of Technology and Advanced Learning in Canada and Columbus College of Art and Design in the U.S. in the development of the local animation industry. Kingston is organized by the government in partnership with the World Bank, Canadian High Commission, and JAMPRO. Plans are well advanced for the modernization of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. In his recent sectoral debate presentation in Parliament, National Security Minister Peter Bunting outlined a raft of measures to improve efficiency. The government is to spend approximately $500 million to upgrade the JCF's automated palm and fingerprint identification and police radio systems. Minister Bunting adds that measures are already in place to detect fraudulent motor vehicle documents.
We know that we cannot duplicate the expenditure on technology that they do in North America, for example, where every cruiser has a computer on board that they can check the databases. But we have achieved the same thing by developing a smartphone application that has been installed on 550 handsets of traffic and operational personnel across the island.
The National Security Minister says the police will be able to use this application to check the authenticity of driver's licenses and motor vehicle documents. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says, from all indications, there were no issues with the dissemination of GSAT results to schools on Thursday. This year will see the highest number of students matriculating to high schools based on GSAT results.
This year, more students will be placed in five-year high schools than ever before. Previously, there was a high proportion of those taking GSAT who were assigned to junior high schools and to all-age schools. And this year, the percentage is significantly higher of those who will go to full high schools.
And Executive Director of the Washington, D.C. Board of Medicine, Dr. Jacqueline Watson, says Jamaica can establish and operate a thriving health tourism industry, especially in the area of health care. She says health services generally sought by Americans include orthopedic surgeries, hip replacement, and dental surgery, and Jamaica could position itself to offer these services. Dr. Watson adds that with the new U.S. healthcare plan slated to come on stream during 2015, Jamaica could attract many U.S. citizens who will then have health insurance.
Health and wellness integrative care, that's where Jamaica has a distinct advantage and where I think we really have to start the medical tourism development from a health and wellness perspective. So people typically traveling, the main reason they're traveling is because of a health reason. And they choose an attractive destination if it's there and they make a vacation out of it.
Dr. Watson was making a presentation at a forum exploring the diversity of Jamaica's tourism product at the just concluded 5th Biennial Diaspora Conference in Montego Bay, St. James. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.